Carrie, you've mentioned you've done quite a few bridges, and another one is about to be completed in Barnes County.
We call it the Dreis Bridge.
The Dreis Bridge, yeah.
It's up in Daisy Township, pretty much on a prairie road, so it isn't a highly used bridge, but it's a bridge that's important to the people that do use it, the farmers and ranchers that need access across the Bald Hill Creek. And of course, there was a gravel source that was located there a few years ago, and a very significant gravel source. So bridge is very important. It's needed to get that material out of there, and we all need the resources. So we've been replacing the deck as was failing on the old bridge. It wasn't eligible for federal bridge funds. So we kind of came up with a plan to use some existing material that the highway department had. We'd salvaged it off of a number of other bridges, some beams and planks and timbers and irons, and basically came up with a plan to remove the old concrete deck, utilize the existing material that we had, and put a new deck on this structure. It's been an interesting project.
Sounds like the taxpayer's been saved a lot of money, and there's a lot of different entities involved too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct, Steve. There was a lot of people came together to make this happen. The county had the materials on hand, so we utilized existing materials, I think, from about four different bridges. We hired Swingin' Construction to put this stuff together. KLJ did the design on the deck, and the contractor that has the gravel pit there, he had a lot at stake here. He donated the material, and he donated some riprap and the equipment. Okay. He donated a loader and a track hoe to do some work up there and some riprap. And they're also going to the road's going to be raised a couple of feet to meet the top of the new deck. And they're going to do that work. And, you know, there was involvement with the landowners on the fencing. So we had the landowners, Tom Gilbertson and Son, Swingin' Construction. And then, of course, the county with the materials all came together. And, well, like I said, we even had famous radio personality out there driving spikes in the bridge today. It's been a really fun project, and it's always nice to see these things come together when there's so many people involved. The beauty of it all is even though we couldn't get any bridge funds on it, we were able to secure a community development block grant that should cover literally all the costs. We've got about $70,000 in on this bridge. That's the cost of the Swingin' Construction's costs and the design on the deck. And so that's pretty amazing to be able to put this structure back in service for $70,000. And there'll be literally no cost to the taxpayers when this thing is done. So that's pretty sweet. It makes me feel good to be able to do stuff like this.
Kind of like a great feel-good repurposed, recycled story then with this project.
Absolutely. We've had those beams and those timbers in the yard for well over 20 years, and it's nice to be able to repurpose them and put them to use on another structure. And this is a very solid deck, and I would imagine this is going to last many, many years into the future. So it's nice when a plan all comes together.
You've been busy with other bridges too. You just completed the Faust Dam Bridge, and you've had many other bridges in the county that you've had to take care of.
You know, I think we have about 60 some structures in the county that we look after, a lot of, you know, that are bridges and box culverts and stuff, so there's always something to do. We finished up that Faust Dam Bridge end of July. So, and that turned out really well. Another nice project. And once again, that was Swingin' Construction, the same one that's putting this little deck together for us. So we actually just had our final inspection on that. Been a busy summer again, and we did some paving up at Wimbledon, and that along with all of our county work, we seem to be busy all the time.